African Bank announced this morning that it's appointed a new CEO. He's Kennedy Bongani. He's been in the financial services industry for more than a couple of decades and has worked for the likes of Standard Bank, the Absa Group and Barclays Africa. This development follows the out-of-the-blue resignation of Basani Maluleke as CEO. Well, to get to know the new African Bank CEO and to find out what his approach will be in a currently lackluster economy, I'm joined on the line by Kennedy Bongani. Thank you very much, Kennedy, for joining us. Congratulations on your new appointment. So it does sound like you're a real financial services veteran, and yet you're only 46 years old. Just give us a bit of a background around your more than 20-year career in the sector.
Thank you, Nampi, for having me on this show, and greetings to your listeners. I fell victim to the banking bug at a rather early age. Hardly 3 weeks after my matric exams in 1991, my mom actually had to sign my first employment contract with Standard Bank. It was an 8-year contract, and I lasted just over 21 years with Standard Bank. 5 years spent in retail banking, and the latter in corporate and investment banking, where I finished off as the CEO of the corporate bank, corporate and investment bank in South Africa, and member of the Standard Bank Group. And then, of course, went to run 13 Barclays Africa banks in the continent, ahead of selling them to Absa and crafting the one Barclays in Africa strategy.
Yes.
So. I guess you're correct. I mean, this banking has been my first love, and I think I clearly have unfinished business, and thus I'm back in it.
Indeed. So now you're in the hot seat at African Bank. Of course, you have a team of professionals who've been keeping the fires burning, and there's already a strategy in place and all of that. So what are you most looking forward to in terms of contributing to the bank?
Nabi, this is you know, one of the most exciting times to be back in banking. Apart from the roles that I've played at Standard Bank, Barclays Africa and then Absa, one of my, I guess, more telling contributions has been as national president of the Association of Black and Securities Investment Professionals, wherein I led the negotiations and drafting of the financial sector charter, which later was gazetted by the National Parliament as the BEE sector code for the financial sector.
Yeah,
basically a manual for transformation in the sector.
Yeah.
Whilst there's still a lot to do to ensure that you know, the transformation of the industry does get embedded, and the industry goes beyond serving a few, but all of us in South Africa. What is now taking place is what I call the global transformation with a big T, and it is really led by the advent of the fourth industrial revolution, by digitalization, and how it's radically transforming channels of distribution and access to customers worldwide.
Indeed.
Both in the so-called first world and in the emerging world, how you interact with clients and them utilizing financial intermediation, how they access credit and capital is really being turned head over heels by digitalization. And I am excited to come back into an industry that is grappling with this, and how digitalization can really fast track broadening access to capital, to credit, to our people in the township economy, to our mothers and fathers in a cash-based society, in a much more non-cash based society in terms of how they do business.
Yes.
This is the challenge I believe African Bank is best placed to respond to, and the honor and privilege to join it in grappling with this challenge is really exciting to me.
Yeah. So those challenges, obviously, they can't be addressed overnight, but at least it's a good thing to aim for. Of course, we know that 2020 was a horrid year for the banks. They had to make significant provision for impairments and all of that. And of course, it's going to take time for our local economy to get to pre-COVID GDP levels. So what's your approach going to be in terms of retaining existing clients and growing them in what's a difficult economic environment, not to mention as well a very competitive environment?
Well, you're spot on. We are a generation that lives through a once in a century economic event, which is the COVID economic event. Alongside the massive pain, heartache of lost loved ones and pain of compromised health of families and friends. COVID has also had a once in a century economic event,
yes,
which has impacted every sector of the economy, notwithstanding banking. I do believe that in the very essence of what being an African banker means is this strong idea that we're not your sunshine bankers. We're not the kind of bankers that are only going to be there for you, for your household, for your family, for your business when things are all bright and shiny. But we're going to walk the path with you through every season and know how we can partner with you, advise you, help you, make it through the storms. And African Bank in the last year and more recently the last 6 months is going to report next month how we've done just that. Stayed true to our clients and customers and supported them, and without foretelling what our results are going to look like, no. I think it would be self-evident what I've just said.
Okay.
My mandate, however, Nombi, is to take that to an even higher level by transitioning, by accelerating the transition of the bank from being a micro lender, from having just a minimal set of products, to being a fully fledged financial services platform and aggregator for personalized financial services and solutions that will stand our clients in good stead through every business cycle going forward.
Kennedy, you certainly sound like you have a vision, sir. Thank you very much for your time. We're going to leave it there. That was Kennedy Bongani. He's the new CEO at African Bank.